Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and I'm very pleased to have on the phone this morning Pastor Paul MacArthur from Grace Harbor Church. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Rob.
And I was about to say the late pastor of Grace Harbor Church, but you're still very much with us. But technically, your last day was Sunday, right? Are you now, you have stepped down from the pulpit?
That is correct. I, 5 years ago, had told our leadership that in 5 years from then would be when I would turn 70, which happened earlier this month, that I would be concluding my ministry there at Grace Harbor. And as I told the people in the service this Sunday, I was somewhat presumptuous in that I was presuming that I would live another 5 years and that they'd want me for another 5 years.
And it has been a long career at Grace Harbor. I wonder if you could walk us back to when you first arrived in Sitka and what the church was like back then.
Well, my very first visit to Sitka was actually in 1982, and I was pastoring at Cooper Landing on the Kenai Peninsula. We came here for meetings, and I had no idea then that we would be one day living here, especially, and even when I came here, not for this long. But our family came here in January the 20th of 1987, and so we moved here then. The church had been in existence for 7 years, and led up to then is someone that you know about, Terry Mallett.
Yes, I have Terry Mallett's old house. Uh-huh, yeah.
And so he was the predecessor, but he had been ready to leave even at the time I had left Alaska. I'd gone back to Oregon and taken my father's place, who was retiring. And they contacted me, and I told them I wasn't going to be able to consider anything for 2 years, thinking that would be the end of that. And 2 years later, they contacted me again. The group was meeting in the Allen Auditorium, which at that point in time had been condemned, but they were still giving them permission to use it.
When you arrived, Grace Harbor Church was known as Trinity Baptist, and they were literally meeting in a condemned building on Sheldon Jackson campus. Why on earth did you take this job? I mean, you had what looked like a promising career to follow your father's footsteps. Why did you check the box and say yes to Sitka?
Well, you know, in that closing statement I made, I said that if I'd known what I was getting into, I might not have come. And if they knew what they were getting, they might not have invited me to come. And so again, there was a difference there of vision. Not that we didn't like each other, but what I was hoping to see develop in the church was not what they had been thinking. And we had to work through those things, and some of that was not easy.
Was there some friction along the way? I know that growth and change are sometimes hard for people to accept.
Well, I wouldn't be honest with you since you asked me. Yes, there were times when we were not of one mind, and we worked through those things and didn't turn away from each other, and were able to continue on. But it's not pleasant when you have those types of challenges in leadership, but that's the reality.
How did you get the traction to eventually grow into Grace Harbor? How do you build a ministry in a small town like Sitka that grows so large so quickly?
Well, I want to be clear, because I would be taking credit for myself that I don't deserve, to say that it starts with my dependence on the Lord for the strength and the wisdom to do what I do. And I see myself then as a tool that he can use, his representative and his spirit working through me. It requires, though, as a leader, the vision of what you want to see accomplished. And I shared that with the church. This was my vision early on. And I specified some of those things that I felt this was the direction we wanted to go. So we met there in that building for 2 years about, and then I remember being called to the officers there at SJ, being told, well, there's no more extensions on this. You'll have to find a new place to meet. And so from that point, we were able to make contact with the folks there at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and they were just very gracious to us. And because they hold their services on Saturday, we were tenants of theirs and shared their building with them for the next 7 years. During that time, my office was in the dental clinic here along Swan Lake, and those people were very kind and accommodating to allow me to have my office there almost in the midst of their dental practice. And we finally were able to construct the building in 1996 and move in the first Sunday of January 1997.
Paul, I know that there have been some big bumps along the road in the last 32 years for the community and for your congregation. I think you and I first met maybe in 2015, around the time of the August landslides, when Grace Harbor became the, at first it was the unofficial, and then it sort of became the official community headquarters of the landslide recovery effort. But I wondered if you could talk a little bit about that time and how the church just sort of happened to be in the right place at the right time, if that's the right expression.
Yes, I think it would be. And yeah, that's a day I'll never forget. And it certainly had a profound effect on our whole community, and especially for a couple families who lost loved ones through that. But I also was came close to my heart in that the first report that I received of what had happened with that slide coming down Kramer indicated that everything was covered with logs down to Jacob's Circle, where my son, daughter-in-law, and their family were building their home and were just about ready to move in. I didn't know if they were at the house, if their house was under logs or anything, so I texted my son to see if he was okay, and it was a long wait to get a text back. But as I looked at the father of the two boys that was there in our building, I realized that could have just as easily been me looking in that direction and waiting for news. But it gave us that opportunity to be the harbor that we express in the name of our church and the character of our ministry. And I thought of that as I looked at the need for just a place for the families to wait and for there to be some central focus where all of the people in Sitka who wanted to do something would have a spot to bring it. So it was just an overwhelming amount of things coming in from all directions and people being there with them and waiting while they did the very difficult task of searching for those bodies.
And this wasn't the only thing that's happened at the church. I mentioned other bumps along the road. We had 9/11 while you were pastor at Grace Harbor. We had the closure of the APC mill while you were pastor. Mm-hmm. Where do you take all this experience now between the landslides and all these things? Where do you take it in a place that it can be useful for someone coming after you? I mean, do you help prepare the next person in any way for?
Well, I have, part of my work there has been working with other leadership within the church. And so I hope that there are going to be just the continuation of the same principles and motives in ministry to serve others, to respond to the need of people about it, to be God's extended hands and feet, to show care for the people of our community, that they too will know because of our love for them that there's a God who loves them.
And did you deliver that last sermon in person on Sunday?
Yes, I did. And I didn't know if I'd be able to do it, keep things together emotionally, but it was a very emotional time that I was able to express the things that were on my heart. And I kind of repeated and used as my text Acts chapter 20, when the Apostle Paul was saying a farewell to the leaders of the church of Ephesus there on the shore of Miletus. And he reviewed his ministry looking back. He spoke of the present and then of the future. And so I used that and made some applications and then gave a closing statement that I had written over the last several weeks.
Well, you and Carolyn are going to be around for a little bit longer than maybe back to Sitka later this summer for a farewell event.
Yes, I think that's scheduled for August 9th. And okay. So we will plan our travel. So we'll arrive back in Sitka a few days before that.
Well, until then, safe travels and our best to you and Carolyn for wherever the winds take you next.
Okay, thank you so much, Rob.
Paul MacArthur is the pastor of Grace Harbor Church here in Sitka. He delivered his last sermon on Sunday after spending 32 years in the pulpit. Thanks again, Paul.
Thanks, Rob.